It's time for you to define your brand. This podcast is designed to arm you with the tools and confidence needed to build a standout brand in today's marketplace. I'm your host, Matt Crane, and I'm honored to be joined by my co-host and CEO of Rush Impact Marketing and Rush Impact Media, Jeremy Warner.
Matt, it's awesome to be here, and I'm excited to share and engage with our audience, listeners, and special guests that will be joining the show. Most importantly, I'm excited to help all of you take charge of your brand. Matt, you know what we say around here, your brand, your responsibility.
What's up, everyone? Matt Crane here again. And as always, I got my main man, the CEO, Jeremy Warner. And we'd like to welcome everyone back right here on the Define Your Brand podcast for part two of the Rockstar Guide to Instagram Hashtags. But you know what, Jeremy, before we even get into content, because you know, this episode is going to be amazing, I wanted to give all of our dedicated listeners, a lot of our followers, and everyone that's messaged us and wondered where we've been for the last month, a little update. And while there's been a big gap in our podcast episodes, it's not that we haven't recorded content or that we're not shooting content, but Jeremy, you've really made some big transitions for our company, our team, and what we're doing as a whole. We've transitioned to a brand new office. We're now going to be in the suburb of Charlotte, North Carolina. We've taken on some major new clients. We've expanded our business model. We'll get into all that on some later episodes and some upcoming posts and different things like that. But, you know, I'll say this, Jeremy, before we get into the content, I know you'll have some comments as well, is that it's been really humbling with all the people that have reached out to us and have messaged us and have really kind of wondered where we've been. And you know what? I want to take full responsibility first and foremost for all of you that are always there for us every single week when we drop new content, and for, hey, staying on us a little bit and wondering where we've been. So I just wanted to give you guys a quick update on that. Jeremy, like I said, I know you'll have some comments later on in the show, but major, major shout out to all of you out there that continuously download, share, and have, left us a review on our podcast. Just so you guys know, we've reached major milestones in the podcast, and we're continuously going to rock and roll. But let's dive right in. So part two of one of the most popular episodes that we've launched to date on the Rockstar Guide to Instagram Hashtags. And obviously, we're picking back up from the last episode, and we're really wanting to help you understand everything you need to know about using Instagram hashtags. And obviously, you do that to do this. You want to gain followers, you want to increase your likes, and more importantly, you want to improve your engagement. One of the most important successes to your Instagram account is how to find the best Instagram hashtags to use on your post and for your actual account. And in order to be successful with these hashtags, it's important to be strategic about the usage of these particular hashtags. You know, the most popular Instagram hashtags are just simple words. And while tagging hashtag cat or hashtag car or even hashtag house may get you a few more likes, it's not going to do much for your growth in the long run for your account. Instead, what you want to do is you want to use the most popular Instagram hashtags, and you want to do it better by using those top Instagram hashtags that have an engaging community behind them and are specific to your brand and your brand audience. Once again, specific to your brand and your brand audience. So how are you supposed to find these cool, creative, and community-oriented hashtags? The best way is to look and see what Instagram hashtags your audience, your competitors, and industry leaders are already using. The narrower the scope of the hashtag, the more engaging and the more engaged the users will be and currently are. This is the best way to get a lot of targeted engagement on your posts.
Hey, Matt, couldn't agree with you more. And audience, our Define Your Brand audience, remember this one statement that Matt just said. Instead of using the most popular hashtags, it's better to use the top hashtags that have an engaging community behind them and that are specific to your personal brand. And before we dive into a little bit more context, you know, obviously I want to come in here and say, you know, we greatly, greatly appreciate our audience. We greatly appreciate, you know, all the likes, comments, you know, a lot of the emails that we've been getting about, you know, hey, where you guys been? And, you know, just like what Matt said, you know, there's been a lot of transition within the business, a lot of growth within the business, the move and everything like that. So, you know, we're providing the best case scenario for us as a work environment that's going to allow us to produce more content at a mass level. So that was one of the big shifts on why we did what we did. So, you know, we're looking forward to bringing you guys a lot more content, and that's going to provide a lot more value on Define Your Brand. So let's jump right into it. Here's how to find the best hashtags. And we're going to start with number one, research your audience. Throwing random hashtags at the end of your Instagram post isn't going to grow your audience. Instead, you need to find out what hashtags your audience is using and see which one fits your content that you're posting the best. Your hashtags should be relevant and contain keywords that users are actually searching for. Number two, you have to research your competitors. Find out what hashtags your competitors are using, and by doing this, you will and find out and determine which hashtags provide the most engagement to your brand. While it may not be your intention to compete on those hashtags, but you still can end up figuring out what your potential customers are talking about, looking for, and which hashtags they're using. And maybe you'll discover a new hashtag to add it to. Number three, research industry leaders. One of the best ways to find hashtags you should be using is to follow Instagram influencers that have the same or similar audience that you're trying to target. Social influencers are basically the people that tend to perform at a very, very high level on social media. Every industry has its key influencers. Find out who those people are in your niche, take their success, and then copy it. That's how you have the success. Take the industry leaders, emulate what they're doing. These people are already well established within your target audience, so why not learn from the very, very best?
You know, Jeremy, I really want to emphasize this one piece really quickly for our audience, because I think that's extremely, extremely important in what you just said. It's not just following influencers that's important. It's identifying and aligning yourself with influencers that are in the similar target audience that you're looking to reach. I think that's very, very important. While we want to follow a bunch of influencers, we don't want to have the impression that we're just following a bunch of influencers. It's got to have a rhyme or reason. That's an unbelievably important point, and one that I'm so very thankful that you brought up. And I hope our audience highlights that, notates that, and hey, feel free, ladies and gentlemen, to requote that in your Instagram and hashtag Define Your Brand so we can like that post and we can share it out with the rest of our audience as well. You know, something else that's a key word that we're hearing in social media, especially on Instagram, is the word trend. Or trending, as they should say. I think everybody that's in business or everybody that's looking to gain influence or to gain visibility, hey, you need to really understand how to get to a trending level. While there's many levels of trending, I don't want you guys to get lost in the numbers game. I want you to get lost in how to improve your visibility game here, okay? So, if you've ever searched for a hashtag on Instagram, you've probably noticed a grid of nine top posts that appear at the top of the results page. According to Instagram, top posts appear on trending hashtags to show you some of the most popular posts that were tagged using that particular hashtag. You know, we talked in a previous segment about cat or house or dog or whatever. So in terms, find a hashtag that you've used and think about where does your post lie with it, okay? Getting one of your Instagram posts to be featured in the top post section is a huge, huge deal. So how did you actually get on the top post for a hashtag? How do you do it? How is it done? Well, let's start by first discussing how Instagram selects which post to feature as top post. While no one knows exactly how the Instagram algorithm works, we do know that Instagram favors posts with high engagement, meaning that the more likes and comments your posts receive, the more likely it is to be featured in the top post section. But the amount of engagement a post receives isn't the only factor that Instagram takes into consideration. So remember, don't get caught in the numbers game. What you want to do is you want to think about some hidden factors. Factors that are just as important, meaning how quickly your post receives its engagement. Are you getting instantaneous responses? You know, top posts generally take their position within the first 24 hours of posting. So you need those likes and comments to roll quickly in after posting that particular comment or post or hashtag, right? And if you can generate a lot of engagement in a quick amount of time on your Instagram post and one in a shorter amount of time than before, after you post it, this will signal to Instagram that your post is quality and contains engaging content.
Well, going back off the trending, the one thing that people have to understand with the Instagram itself is it's very, very important to have engagement. When your audience is commenting, they're leaving likes, they're doing this, follow them. Check out their post, maybe like a post. If they leave a comment, respond back. Don't overlook that stuff. That's how you're building a relationship, by engaging with them, engaging with your audience. If they see they're bringing value to you, bring value to them in return. So, Matt, you know, I feel so strong about Instagram, how this is just such an important topic, and I'm glad we put these last two episodes together to really talk about Instagram and its hashtags and where it's heading. And it's massive. Just the platform itself, what it brings, what it generates, and the engagement itself. Let's talk about the three things after our countless hours of research where we came up with what we feel like is the right formula for getting you on the top post. All right? Number one, picking the right hashtags. The first step is picking the right hashtags to trend for. If you are an account with 10,000 or less followers, you're much more likely to trend for smaller, highly targeted hashtags than the more massive hashtags with hundreds of millions of tags within that hashtag. So remember that. If you're 10,000 or less, you want to focus on the smaller, highly targeted hashtags. Number two, generating a ton of engagement. Just what we just talked about. Once you have picked the right hashtags, you need to really focus on getting as much engagement on your posts as quickly as possible. The number one way to do this is to schedule your post during the most active time on Instagram. Higher engagement leads to more visibility, which leads to higher engagement, which leads to more visibility. Number three, which I love this, Matt, that we came up with this. Use what Matt and I are calling the 3x5 hashtag. If you want a shot at trending, this is key, the 3x5. You will need to include 3 to 5 big hashtags that are less targeted but generate a lot of likes and comments. So let's say that again. You will need to include 3 to 5 big hashtags that are less targeted but generate a lot of likes and comments to increase your engagement.
You know, I love that. And you know, the 3x5, I think it's so cool how everybody puts their own twist on it. But, You know, what Jeremy's really saying here, and here's the underlying factor to define your brand, guys, and gals, I should say, is that you're not going to trend overnight.
Correct.
Okay? So forget about what you've done on Instagram before. What I would tell you to do, right, is that if you're really going to take your brand serious and you're really going to define your brand, number one, your brand's your responsibility. Take responsibility for it. Number two, go back and imagine the audience that you want to reach. Are they looking at your Instagram account right now, and are they getting the message? Are you telling a story? So before we even go any further, if you haven't already, I'd go back and listen to episode one, take some notes, do some homework, go do inventory of your Instagram account. Then come back and listen to episode two and start emailing myself or Jeremy. Hey, I'd love for you to message us. Tell us where you've seen some growth. Tell us where you've seen some change. And hey, I want you to stay on top of us too and make sure that we're doing our homework as well. But what Jeremy just said, and Jeremy, I don't mean to hijack this part, but
oh,
I think this is important, buddy, is that what you said here is so, so powerful and so, so important. The relevance of your hashtags is much more important than how popular it is. Let me help everybody out real quick, okay? If I'm a fitness guru and I'm hashtagging donuts, it don't make sense, okay? I get that donuts, especially for a guy like me, is a great thing to see. Okay, but if I'm a fitness guru and I'm hashtagging donuts, it's not authentic. It's not relevant to what I'm talking about. It's not relevant to what I'm trying to sell you. It's not relevant to what I'm trying to show you. So this is a point that I personally believe in everything we've said in this episode that is probably one of the biggest standout, you better take note of it right now, information pieces. The relevance of your hashtag is much more important than how popular it is. I can't tell you, when Jeremy and I do our research, and Jeremy is probably one of the best in the business at doing his research, when we go back, we're constantly looking and evaluating influencer accounts. We're constantly evaluating and looking at people that are doing things the way we want to see them done. And the one thing that we see consistently in their accounts is that they're consistent with the message. Every post is leading to the next post. Every hashtag is relevant to the next post. It's so vital. And here's the great thing, guys, is that it's making it so easy for me to find these people. I don't have time to search an account. What I do have time for is to pop in the search tab, a hashtag, and to be able to find it. And Jeremy, like I said, I know I'm kind of hijacking the last segment, but man, it really perked me up when you hit that high note that I like to say, right? The relevance of your hashtag is much more important than how popular it is. Stop worrying about being popular. You know what? In this game, you better become relevant.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say?
Worry about pushing out the content that's providing value.
Without question.
You know, we're not looking for who's the most popular. You're looking for to provide value. And then once you provide value and you increase your engagement and have more followers, then that's when you can get your message across on whatever you're selling, whatever you're promoting, whatever you're offering. But that will never happen. That will never happen if the persons on the other end don't see you as genuine, trustworthy, and bring a ton of value to them for nothing.
Well, and you know what? We could go on and on and on. And the great news is, ladies and gentlemen, is I bet there'll be more bonus episodes on Instagram that'll be coming down the pike. But let me kind of leave you with this, okay? Is that would you rather have 1 million followers or would you rather have 100 engaged fanatics that are promoting you, that are searching you, that are seeking you out, and that are going out and telling other people about what you're doing every single day on your social media accounts? More importantly, are they searching you and seeking you out on Instagram? Think that through, ladies and gentlemen. Are you relevant or are you popular? Well, as always, we appreciate you joining us right here on Define Your Brand podcast. We believe that your brand is your responsibility, and more importantly, your responsibility is your brand. We'll see you guys next time on Define Your Brand podcast.
Peace.